Hey everybody, welcome to Stasis Lock episode 36. What do I call this one? Kinda hot in these here rhinos. That's from Ace Ventura. It also is because of Rhinox and also because it's hot out. So there you go. Next week I'll have a good title because it'll be episode 37.
I cannot hear you whatsoever.
No? I think they can hear me.
Might be my computer.
It's lighting up for me as talking.
Maybe it's my settings.
It's also jumping over to me when I talk, so I think it's working. We'll see if anybody's
okay,
in the chat.
There we go. It was my settings.
That's right. I already invited you, Tyler.
Oh, that's a wonderful start to the show. Okay, I'm not finding anything.
Speaking of wonderful starts to the show.
We're already live, right?
No? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Kenny Prime. Oh, my God.
I'm not dead.
That's good, wow. Hey, look what's in the chat. We got show notes. New show notes.
Oh, that chat. I was like, I'm not on the
Kenny, you're alive.
Yeah, here I am.
Man, we thought you got taken out by like some tranny assassins or something.
Tranny? That's
you were the only one who thought that. But...
No. Not like that.
Is that assassins that kill trannies or trannies that are assassins?
No, assassins that are transmissions for cars, not transgendered people. I got nothing but respect for the LGBT community. And you shaved, too. It looks like you're in the exact same apartment. I thought you moved.
Today was my last day at my job. So I am unemployed right now, but I'm about to order a Trypticon. So that's okay.
Don't do that, man. Wait till it hits like Big Lots, man. What are you doing?
I've never seen a Big Lots in my life.
So, holy crap, Kenny's alive.
Yep, here I am.
Is that the name of the episode? Please say that's the name of the episode.
Kenny's alive.
No, but it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. We planned it.
Oh, nice. Sweet. I'm glad you're alive.
But it's great because you guys weren't in the room yet when you jumped in. Micah couldn't figure out his camera, his microphone, or anything like that, so he didn't even realize Kenny was there until Kenny started speaking.
You sound like you're speaking through a fan.
It sounded like Micah was confused for a second. Like, wait, what?
So is that fucking Kenny Prime? Oh, my God.
Are you in like, a new room there, Micah? You got, like, a couch?
I'm in my creeper stalker killer slasher basement.
It doesn't look that bad.
That's my room.
Thank you.
It's a basement.
I mean... Last couple weeks, the camera's been like this, and everyone's been like terrified of it. I mean, it's just an exposed ceiling.
That's the normal basement. What's wrong with that?
I know, right? Dakota needs another invite. Can somebody?
Yeah, Dakota needs another invite. Somebody knows how to do that.
Dakota needs a lot more than that, I think.
Did you get in through the second invite I sent you, Tyler?
This is the first one that I got.
All right, well, I'll just do the same thing I did. And he got in through the first invite I sent him.
Yeah,
so.
I just used the regular one in the chat.
Are you speaking through a fan?
Who, me? Kenny?
It sounds like Chris is talking through a fan.
Yeah.
Forget you guys.
Don't hate us.
Fucking
don't hate away from. Don't hate the players.
We have a full freaking night.
Oh, fucking Kenny's back!
This is pretty much as good as it could have gone.
Yeah, I guess it's not a fail.
Nice.
Long time no see, everybody.
Kenny, listen, we're all glad you're alive.
I appreciate it.
I'm not, my assassin.
Yeah, I was looking up obituaries for Kenny.
He really
I'm glad
did.
I didn't find anything.
He really did, but none of us know your last name, so we were all looking up, like, Kenny Prime.
I mean, I thought we knew his last name. I do. I have to use it every time I invite him.
I was going to say, it's pretty easy to find.
There was some old guy with your name who died 10 years ago.
Oh, I was going to say my dad has my name on Facebook.
Is he dead? Is he dead 10 years ago?
I hope not. Jeez, I'm talking to somebody else then. Stranger.
Those tranny assassins. They've been at it since day one.
Oh, here I was about to congratulate you on your dead father of 10 years. I'm glad you laughed at that, because everyone else was like, oh no, that's fucking morbid and scary.
No, man, that's some awesome necromancy skills you got there, Kenny.
Right there.
using alchemy to bring back dead parents. How's your brother?
He's dead. Because he never was born.
Well, brutal. Mike, I like that your show notes are just the shout outs.
No, man, you get the little fetus that was pooped out, and then you perform the necromancy on that.
Well, I mean, there was never a chance of a brother.
So. I added a new topic.
I don't care about your topics yet.
Your show notes are just here's all the shows on the cool table, so you don't forget.
I'm gonna read after. I mean, there's
no
still
news.
None? Question mark.
So maybe we should do introductions, because I think people forgot that Kenny World was alive. All of our viewers.
Here I am.
They didn't gather that he's still alive by now. We should probably introduce him.
What do you mean, of course they didn't forget? Like, Kenny's the guy that our viewers pleasure themselves to.
I know. He's the poster child of Stasis Lock.
Well, he is, because every time the video goes to publish video on my channel after it's done being live, all three of the default images are always Kenny.
Thumbnails don't lie, my dude. Thumbnails do not lie.
Thumbnails, by default, always choose Kenny.
I was chosen.
Kenny Prime, the poster child of Stasis Lock, making all the fanboys grab their Stasis rocks.
There was one week it was me, and I was like, what the fuck, is YouTube high this week? God damn.
Shut up, Micah. We're still on Kenny.
No, Micah, like I said, thumbnails don't lie. You was looking good that week.
Yeah, I guess I was, although I looked like a retard in my opinions. My mouth was open, and I was like, yeah, but whatever.
It's only because you get to go looking before I get to change it to the good logo.
Nah, dog, that's the appeal.
All right, so, Kenny, did you see The Last Knight?
Yeah.
Did you?
That sounded like a really toxic, yeah.
That's like my reaction.
Yeah. Did everybody see it? Let's talk about it already.
We're good. We talked all about it, but you haven't been here, so you didn't talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it in abundance.
And
give us your 10-second rundown.
Do you want me to talk about it? About
Prime
things? Okay, so it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Kenny Prime things. Love it.
No, honestly, it was better than I thought it was going to be, which, like, dude, it's a movie, and there's a lot of money that goes into it, so it's not all bad, but the scene where they're chased by, like, the drones was pointless. The fact that they don't take the Dinobots with them in the final battle is 1,000% pointless. You have these big
characters,
like, they could fucking do work. There's obviously just a lot of ridiculousness. Some people might not have picked up on something as small as this, but it's a huge problem for me with all of them, because it just takes me out of the movie. So do you guys remember when the Decepticons go to the junkyard, and Hound stays behind, and he's like, oh, I'll buy you time or whatever, right? And Megatron shoots him, like, point blank, pretty much. He shoots him, and behind Hound, not even close, like, fireworks go off, because that's, like, the practical part of the scene, right? So I get why they're doing it, but that literally took me out of the movie, because I knew it wasn't real. Like, if you just have CGI shit going on, cool. But there's fireworks from the ground, considerable distance away from Hound, that had no bearing on the shot that Megatron had, like, in his...
Okay, Kenny, let me ask you something.
Or
how
what
much,
about the Dinobots,
you know,
exploding out of the concrete?
How much do you know about alien guns and what they do?
I mean, if that's the case, then that's the case, but...
Megatron's running around with a 4th of July cannon.
I mean, he's running around with America cannon.
That's it.
You guys around shoots people, he's like, America.
Yeah,
so it's like that Patriot cannon from Saints Row.
It like that took me out of the movie. There's something else I just thought of, but I can't remember. The fact that
it takes me out of the movie. That same.
They didn't give me a fork.
Why did
I can't hear you over.
What the hell was that? That wasn't even me.
Yeah,
it sounded like a bunch of M&Ms in a tin can just getting rattled around.
Sorry, I was taking my lasagna out of the bag.
You go, wait. We get milk
in the bag. Hold on, we talk about how lasagna's coming in a bag now.
Yeah, I would not trust that at all.
No.
With genuine Italians in my family, I would not trust that one.
Italians?
No, this is from an Italian restaurant called Fratelli's.
That means brothers.
It's about as Italian as Stouffer's, is what it sounds like.
Well, pretty much. They also have Chicago-style hot dogs and Italian beef. It's just a corner restaurant with pizza.
It's just a cheesesteak without cheese.
Oh, that is. Huh?
Italian beef? It was just a cheesesteak without cheese.
Oh, internet. Well, yeah, different style, but yeah.
Anyway, you know what takes me out of the movie? And it goes back to the same scene that you were just talking about, Kenny.
Let's hear it.
When he's like, yeah, I'm going to stay behind. I'll buy you some time. And Megatron shoots him point blank. I thought Helm was dead.
Yeah,
I thought they just killed him right then and there.
He just shows up later.
Yeah, he's like, no, guys, I'm good. I'm good. Megatron's a bitch.
How the hell does Helm get out of, what was it, like a 5 or 6 on 1? Like, how?
Yeah, and he's kind of stoned.
Hound's just so fat that it, like, deflects everything that he shot with. So, like, I mean, like, what would normally go right through, like, Optimus or any other normal skinny bot, it just kind of, like, grazes Hound a little bit, and he's good.
I mean, he did say five pounds of shit in a 10-pound bag, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hound's got the key to deflecting every
He's got that Bumblebee cheat code.
That's what it is, yeah.
He's got the what was the old guy on Walking Dead?
Oh, the Rick Grimes cheat code.
No, the old guy, the old man.
The doctor?
On the farm.
Yeah, Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel. He had the Herschel infinite cheat code. Herschel just got infinite rounds in his shotgun. He never reloads.
Seriously.
But yeah, no, I'm 100% with you, Tyler. Like he just doesn't die. Like that would have been heroic of him, you know what I mean? Like, let me buy you time. But also, why did they need the Decepticons? They shot a thing on the Bumblebee, so they knew where they were, and then they said something about, oh, let's send us, let's get a team of Decepticons to do our work.
Because clearly Bumblebee is just too much for the entire might of the United States military.
Yes, right. Where they were, you did not need them. You did not need the bad guys. This isn't Suicide Squad.
Hey, boys, they're in a junkyard and, you know, part of an abandoned town, like, 150 miles away from civilization. We still got some of them O2 bombs. No, you don't want to drop. Oh, you want to get Decepticons? Yeah, let's get Decepticons.
Yeah.
Nitro's loose.
Abomination is loose. So
yeah, you'd think too that they'd have a little like Decepticon military debriefing where they were like, "Hey, listen, we blew Bumblebee up into pieces, and he just kind of came back together by himself. Like, you guys should be aware of that." You think they'd let the Decepticons know? I know.
Get rid of the stupid drone scene. Because that was like 15 minutes that nobody needed. It was the kid that got.
You talking about that like that Walker thing in the No Man's Land?
No. When Mark Wahlberg and it was the one guy, like the kind of like smart dorky guy, and then I think the little girl, they were like running away, and the drone, the little Amazon Prime drone, is like chasing them.
Yeah, because Squeaks, motherfucking Squeaks, he he like went out into the middle of the road in that abandoned city, like right in front of all the Decepticons. She's like, "No, I'm gonna stop you," and then fucking Marky Mark's like, "No, kid, what are you doing?
What are you doing,
Squeaks?
How do you motherfucker?"
Yeah, that was like her entire role in that film was just nothing. And like Squeaks, like they just had Squeaks because they were like, hey, look, we made a Transformer that we didn't have to build the CGI for. Like, it's come check him out.
Dakota. She wants to stay and she wants to fight them.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I sure. I didn't completely like dislike her character. It's been a few weeks since I've seen it. I saw one of the first.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's hard to dislike someone who introduces themselves as Isabella with a Z.
Yeah,
like, who fucking cares?
Right, okay, so I had very little interest. I was gonna see it eventually, right? But I saw it because the reviews were so bad. I'm like, they were so bad that I was trying to find spoilers and there weren't any because nobody knew what happened. So I want to know what happens in the movie. You know what I mean? Obviously, I like almost everything was predictable, obviously, which is, it is what it is. Like, I'm not surprised with that. There's two relics this time instead of one.
Were you telling me that fucking the headmaster dude, Cogman, beating two fish to death and making sushi out of them was predictable?
Thank you, Micah. Thank you.
He was called the headmaster, and he wasn't ahead for anything. I know that it was a joke. Like, that would have been awesome if he actually ended up being a headmaster and, like, helped at the end. That would have been, right. Like, a little...
Kenny, how do you feel about Cogman? How do you really feel about Cogman?
That Mercedes turned
his name is not Cogman, it's Cogman.
Cogman. How do you feel about Cogman?
He was dumb. He was
I hated him too. Everyone
Whatever.
Else
he
loved
was,
him.
He was so fucking cool. Like,
no, he wasn't. There was nothing good about him.
I can't think of a good thing he did. I mean,
thank you, Kenny. Thank you. We're going to hang out later.
Wait.
He
wait,
literally
wait, wait.
Kept Sir Anthony Hopkins safe.
I'm like, sorry. You mean to tell me, okay, he didn't do anything good? Move, bitch. Get out of the way.
No, that wasn't good either.
That was hilarious. That was absolutely
That
hilarious.
Was amazing. That was amazing. Mind.
Fish was the only plot twist to ever exist in these Transformers movies. Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like he was the, like, most worthwhile part of this movie for me. Love that kind of a character. Like, I fucking love K2SO from Rogue One. I love HK-47 from Knights of the Old Republic. Like, I just love that kind of character that's supposed to be
that hunter killer,
a humble servant person, but will kick someone's ass and has a mouth and an attitude like no other and stuff. Like, I just love that kind of character.
I see why they
fucking Alfred.
Yeah, I see why they went in the direction with him, and like, it, mm-hmm. what it is. Like, it wasn't my like none of his comedy landed with me because it's
no.
like Bay film comedy, and like it's you get what you get. And you get like vulgar next. You get
it's like, Akiva Goldsman comedy.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's not the worst. It's not The Room. Have you guys seen The Room?
Which movie?
The Room.
The Room.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, you say Room.
The Room.
You say Roof
the
too.
The Room. I've seen The Room. It was in my fridge, and then I drank it. Mm.
I want to actually see the movie because I've seen like all like the coverage of it, and it's bad. So like I think Samurai Cop is another one. Seeing like these terrible movies, like these actual bad movies, oh man, like that's you know. It's
if
not
you
as bad as it'd be.
If you want to watch something terrible, watch fucking G.I. Joe, Sergeant Savage, and the Screaming Eagles. I just remembered yesterday that I watched that kid, and I started looking up the toys, and it's like, it never made it past wave two or up to wave two, and I was like, oh, shit, that's depressing, but less I'd have to buy. And then I pulled up an episode, and I watched it because I remember loving it when I was a kid, and I'm like, oh, my God, I was fucking retarded as a child. Like, but I still enjoy
it. You say it like you were surprised, but everyone else is just nodding along like, no, Micah's retarded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my own special kind of retard. Represent, yo.
Trying to find some
boy. That happened.
That's ableist.
Free shipping, what should I buy yet?
All right, so we know who Kenny is. He's here. Who else is here tonight, Tyler?
Who gives a shit about me? Kenny Prime.
Three beers deep. I was trying to drink faster, but I was playing Overwatch.
I'm Ty Prime. I don't matter. It's only Kenny. Next.
Well, he's not wrong. I mean, no, Ty, we enjoy you, bud.
Oh, my God. Okay, news on my end. I finally caught your video, Dakota.
Oh, dude.
I love how all my badgering finally worked on you.
Razor Beast.
Yeah, the thing is, Tyler, like, that shit was uploaded like 3 days before you asked the first time. And I was like, oh, maybe.
I know. You were just fucking holding out on me. That's what you were doing.
You know how
he has a very strict schedule to keep to on YouTube. He can't be putting out videos whenever he feels like.
I know. How do you think he affords all these procurables?
Procurables.
You got that YouTube money.
Oh my God! Stop.
Primal Savage gonna be a star.
What I get once a year. Like I get it once a year, and it buys me like maybe a nice dinner and a package of condoms. I wonder if I could like use that on my taxes, but like I don't think it's enough to like be considered, you know, an income.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I could write off a lot of shit. Oh yeah, like oh, it looks like he spent like $7,000 this year, but only saw $100 return.
You owe so much money.
He needs that beast bailout.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Primal Sabbath. He's here tonight.
And that doesn't matter. Dakota's here. Joe's here. Mike is here. I'm here. Tyler's here. But Kenny's here. That's it.
Hey.
Woo. Okay.
It's the Kenny and everyone else show.
Get out of the way. Shout outs. Because, yeah. 8 weeks, Pearson Boulders, 40K, Enter the Realm, Information Creep, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatic, Shattercast, and Cut Toy Detox, and Stasis Lock. Because we're apparently. Where did the whole gentleman's show thing come from? Like.
Shout ourselves out.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah, like everyone's like nicknamed us the gentleman show.
Wait, who said that?
That's Shattercast.
We swear.
At least that's where I heard it.
Yeah, that's where I heard it too.
Wait, where did that come from?
At the end of Shattercast, and they shout everything out. we get like a nice little pause there. It's really
we
cool.
Do.
It's just like, and my personal favorite, the well-established gentleman show.
Aww,
nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Funny. It's probably because Micah talks about his sex life on the air.
Yeah, it's all since last week's show. That's when this all took place.
I'm gonna get those business cards made. I'm gonna try my best to make it to TFCon DC. At first, it was definitely like a no go. But like I'm gonna like swing everything I possibly can to make it up there and pass those business cards out.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised we're still on Bobby Skullface's table.
Hey, man.
Every time he looks at that symbol, he's like, man, Micah getting a blowjob.
I'll tell you why. Game appreciates game.
Respect.
I'm glad I broke the seal on the sex talk there, Micah. So I could let the flower bloom for you.
Kenny, all your sex talk was off air.
Yeah, that was definitely
off air. Straight on air.
Speaking of, I had a lady of that like particular origin like the Primal Sabbath Facebook page, and I was like, my boy Kenny name dropping. All right.
we gotta do something for Shattered Cast. If they're gonna be that awesome for us, we gotta do something for them. Like at the next con, we gotta offer Micah give them blowjobs until they. That point of no return.
Well, to be fair, every now and again, Deluxe will pop up here, so we get to see Deluxe every
here
now.
Here you go. Here you go. Straight out the dishwasher. Hasn't been cleaned yet. Go buy a glass. Shattercast.
Nice. Yeah.
Hands blow. Get it. Hands blow.
It doesn't say that, but I get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got that from Bobby at NJCC a few shows ago. Go buy one.
See, Tyler, like I tried that like before, and I was like, nah, just one's good. Mine, I'm good with it. I don't need a bunch of other ones. I'm not going all around like I or anything like
what
that.
What did you? Wait, what
are you
what?
Talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
We need context for that.
You tried to blow Stacey or Shattered Cast on cup before?
No, Shattercast.
Wait, hold on. What the hell are we talking about?
Listen, especially with the end of what you just said, I just tried it and it went. Ah, I was like, all right. That has some visual context to what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. All right. So news, we ain't got nothing.
He's not going back to that one, is he?
Man, fantastic. Welcome to the Gentleman's Club.
Or that show that talks about whatever it wants to and maybe sometimes Beast Wars.
I really hope we don't get kicked off shit.
We're to the convo of the week now, so like we can talk about Beast Wars. We can talk about Beast Wars.
We might need to up our toy collectible Transformers percentage quota because we're slowly dipping out of the realm of collectors and into the just generic podcast group.
The realm.
What's funny?
So I finished that Beast Wars Uprising Dinobot custom I started forever ago. I did that.
Did you? Show pics.
Yeah, you know how it had like orange everywhere and everyone was like, no, I don't like the orange. And I was like, I know, but that's how the pictures I had for reference had orange. Well, I made copper over those orange parts, except for the vehicle. So anyways.
Oh, dude.
So you have a camera to show us, right?
It'll be like super blurry because I'm on, you know, that phone.
You got a tablet.
It's better than nothing.
Dude, your the way you said that was amazing. Like, so I got copper. And now it's better.
You know, put the copper on it. See, I'll give it the clamps.
The clamps. Are you gonna show it or are we moving on?
I mean, I can take some pictures and like put it.
Whatever. We'll do it later. Forever.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
What else are we talking about? Anybody get anything?
That's a loaded question.
You guys all got something from me, and it all.
Michael, let's start with you. What did you get?
Something tomorrow.
What did I get?
Yeah, what did you get?
What did you sell?
what did you break?
I kind of totally broke my Xbox.
You know who has a great Xbox? Joe has a great Xbox.
He does have a great Xbox. He has
two great Xboxes.
Yeah.
How'd you get two?
No, I had one, and then I bought Micah's, so then I had two.
What do you
My goal is to have... I want two TVs, so that way when I make friends, I can have friends over, and then we can play video games together on different TVs.
Joe, that might have been the saddest thing I ever heard.
Hey, Joe, I got another TV for you. If you need another
TV. Oh, you do? Goes. You're going to sell me a TV?
Dude,
are you going to sell me some friends, too?
Well, Joe, apparently you're a gentleman, so you'll get friends anytime now.
You can have Monica's best friend, Richard.
Joe, that's human trafficking, and I told you a million times, I'm not into that.
No, not for those purposes.
Air. Even if you were, you'd buy them and sell them. Sell them back again.
Just like to sit and play video games with.
So I
buy three of these slaves? Actually, no.
Like Craigslist level shit there, Joe.
Speaking of
needed to come over and play video games, no gay stuff.
Dakota here. So Dakota, what were you trying to say, bro?
No, just a little story. So a lot of people know that I do Cybercast with G1 Hextron. So he signs me up for this Russian mail order bride website, like
amazing.
Uses my email, and like. He did it like a long ass time ago, and I never got like any more emails. So I tried like emailing the link that was sent in the chat to my email, and I was like looking for it, and I look at spam, and it's just like messages, like all from like all of these like inbox messages from these women in Russia, I assume, that want to have like food and you know warmth and stuff like that.
So you're gonna hook
up. Are you gonna import a bride?
He's just been talking to these chicks like he's me, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's
doing in his spare time.
That's
like
a weird turn.
Every now and again he'll screen cap some messages that he's had like on the website. He's like, oh, dude, you got a good catch in this.
So
weekend.
Can I do this and pretend I'm Chris?
I mean, yeah, like if you just know Chris's email, and just I'm pretty like
oh,
I would not
I
put
it
past
to him
Josh.
Like a few minutes ago.
I would not put it past him to have like uploaded it, like some kind of picture of me as well. So
what you're saying is you are infinitely more attractive than this guy.
I get a lot of junk in my inbox. I don't need that.
No, dude, yeah, that will easily like multiply whatever you get now times 50.
Yo, just imagine what your girlfriend would say. She starts going through your emails. Who's Ivanka? Who's Ivanka from Russia? And what does she want to do with your
unspeakable? Svetlana.
Why is this girl saying like she can massage feet good? Like,
who's this Melania? Is this like the porn star version of Trump's wife? Chris, you got a fetish you're not telling me about?
She's like, this should be well. This must be someone from another country.
And it's like she keeps going through. She's like, wow, that girl's got some great shoulders on her. Those are linebacker shoulders. You know what I mean?
She got good shoulders.
Yeah, that's the first thing I look for.
I'm not gonna lie right now. I'm being very domestic. First I am thing, cleaning
first thing
the
I look for
top.
Is a dick, to tell you the truth. Because if one of those is there, I'm out. You know?
One of those is not there, I may still be in.
Yeah, like we'll talk. Like, you know, they may have to shave that beard, but only one of us can have a beard.
And I'm reasonably sure it's me right now.
I don't know, man. Dakota, I mean, like, if you guys just, like, laid on each on top of each other, like, on
the
opposite ends.
The beards would mesh.
Yeah, no, man. It's like having a loofah on your junk. Just dabbing it all the time.
Dabbing it.
You know, man, I'm good, you know.
Hey, don't knock ladies with beards. That's
it's
going to
happen
nowadays.
We will be offending. I will be offending someone, for sure. That's not okay. Sorry,
man, if you and this broad kiss, your beards will get tangled together. You'd be together forever.
You can braid your beards together.
Who just did the dry heave? Did I die? Who's dying?
Ooh, that was a little much. I'm a graphic person by nature, but that had me going. Whew.
Yeah, man, that's some serious like. At what point in this like fantasy did I just become like someone's like prison bitch?
Man.
Dakota's ready to hold those pockets, ladies. You hear that?
I'll hold your pockets, and we'll braid our beards together while we drink the fanciest toilet wine.
Toilet wine.
The garden woman, let it grow. I want you to have three beards.
What are we doing here tonight, guys?
We are the R-rated
beast. I'm opening some Lego.
Hey, Kenny's here!
Here I am. So,
what Lego you get over there, Kenny?
What?
What Lego you get over there?
I got four blind bags.
Is it Beast Wars Lego?
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. I need all the Beast Wars crayons.
No, you don't.
They made
Are there
Beast
such
Wars
things?
They had a Cheetor. They had a Waspinator. They had a Fractal. They had.
Did a Rhinox.
Well, no. I know they did. I know they did like Fractal and a Dawn of Aegis Past.
No, they had them in the main line.
Really?
Yeah, they had Cheetor Waspinator in the main line. That's okay.
Rhinox,
I'll never ever buy
like,
them.
Was it just like those? They didn't do the full cast.
No.
They had black. I think Black Arachnia was in there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You ain't black Arachnia unless the knockers are like, you know, there.
Knockers like power.
Well, they were painted.
They need their own little circular bricks.
Yeah, they need a special piece that plugs over.
The knocker attachment.
And fun bags. You know what I'm saying?
There is a Waspinator.
And then
we
just our group chat.
There is a Black Arachnia with painted on bazazzes.
This is just our group chat right here. Kenny, have you been in that group chat lately?
No, he hasn't.
I noticed it changed names.
We've changed the name a couple of times.
That's Brian. Brian changed that. I approve, but he changed it.
Kenny, I also changed most of your nicknames. Then like everyone just started changing everyone's nicknames. But Kenny, I do believe you're still a happy ending Kenny. So
my boy.
Stupid caveman Batman. I have like three of these.
You gotta feel them before you buy them.
Once and then no one else touched it and I'm like, oh.
I have drugs somewhere. You found them.
So, yeah, let's get back to Beast Wars for a minute. I got a question. For all of you boys.
Them
what is your
boys.
Favorite trope? What is your favorite trope about Beast Wars?
I'm sorry. That,
favorite
that sounds like
what?
A but, Canadian word. Do you use the English equivalent?
Dude, okay, Tyler.
We speak American here, not Canadian.
How many silent letters are in trope?
Tyler.
If you were, if you were going to rate it one to five large.
Dakota, you are so wrong about everything that has to do with large.
No, I'm not, dude.
And light. So wait. When you jump on a scale, do you say, shit, lady, look, I'm three large?
Yeah.
100? 100 is big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Big ones.
Look at that. Smackers. The poster child of Stasis Lock is spoken.
I don't care what he says. Like, I just don't.
Wow, that's dissension. Did you see that? Mutiny.
It's three large. That's $3,000.
That's $300. That is $300.
Oh, my God. Dakota, I have told people in my life about this. That's how long it is. Like, dude, I've had conversations with people who didn't need to know anything about
look,
this.
Chris.
I have two.
Look, guys, just hear me out. I'm a little ahead of the curve. So, like, while it hasn't quite caught on in your respective areas, it has a big following.
Down there in Gretchen, fetch is never going to be a thing.
What?
What's that, Tyler?
Watch Mean Girls? I have a girlfriend, so she makes me watch these.
No, I'm kidding. You're not.
I don't watch bad movies. Although I did see The Last Knight, so.
You watch them sometimes on accident.
Now, Kenny, I only watched The Last Knight because were you aware of the free bootleg that went up like right after it came out? And the whole movie.
No.
On Facebook.
It was on Facebook, and so I was like, oh shit! All right, let's watch this.
Oh no! I don't know if you guys are very active on the Facebook groups and whatnot.
Act like I saw Invaders, Kenny.
I'm super active. There was, yeah.
Yeah, no, there was
the neighbor
some
just delivered my boxes.
Joe, quit getting
really creepy.
The mail people where I live won't know anything and they always deliver stuff to their own house. So I just got boxes.
All right, so just
I'm not gonna ask some of the box.
We're just gonna forget that happened.
Yeah, let me just.
One is from Chris. How about that?
Wait, is it a bubble mailer?
No.
Let me see. Hold it up. Hold it out loud. Oh,
so,
what the hell? No, the other three guys got them in bubble mailers, but yours were in that because they were too
you
big.
You sent my shield on card on Optimus Minor. In a bubble mailer.
You sent my rat trap on card in a bubble mailer?
Good luck, gentlemen.
So I looked them up online.
Maybe not the Canada one. But I love you too.
I was going to say, Chris, on a scale of one large to five large, how bad do you like fucking me?
They're going to be fine, man. I do this all the time.
Wait. Is it Chris's five large or Dakota's five large? Because those are two substantially different numbers.
Tenfold, in fact.
Anyway, like I said, I don't know how active you guys are on the Facebook groups, but there were some admins of some certain groups because there's 100 million of them now. Some admins were banning people for sharing pirated content because that's how serious these Facebook groups are.
I mean, it could come down on the Facebook group. Like Facebook could be like, hey, you're sharing pirated stuff in your group. We're shutting your group down. And honestly, if you're the admin of a group, you don't want it to get shut down. So
there are groups for white supremacy. If they're gonna shut down a Transformers group for pirated content of a shitty movie that just came out, I mean, no, there's no moral compass there. That would never happen.
That's fair. But on a real note, though, Joe is doing an unboxing right now, and we're not paying attention to it.
I did an unboxing, and this shit, I looked up the codes online, and not a single one of them was right, because I got
what codes? The bump codes?
Yeah.
Waspinator.
Those bump codes are full of shit. They'd never have worked, ever. So don't even think that that's a good plan.
I wanted...
Waspinator.
You should have asked me, hey, Chris, do the bump codes work? And I would have been like, no, they don't.
Well, I didn't want to bother you. I'm sorry.
Cheetor?
I got beasts. I got right. Beasts.
On to the topic of the show and beasts.
Yay. Hey, Tyler, what was your topic, man?
Oh, yeah, no, my question. Okay, not.
And can
not,
you define trope for word. Me? I need to know what that means.
Yes, Tyler, like in, like if you're American, we need very straightforward words, please.
It's, okay. I mean, it's a pretty common word. I think you guys are just, you know, making a joke. It's not.
Yeah. No, I got genuinely.
What was the word? I don't even recognize it. I've never heard it.
Why are we hanging up on this?
Let me
just finish my question.
I've heard it before.
Okay, what is your favorite? I could be using the word incorrectly, but
you're not Tyler. You got it.
Okay. What is your favorite trope? What's your favorite famous attribute to the Beast Wars line? What do you think makes Beast Wars better than the other figures that you collect?
Dirk Dinobot. Oh no, that was a joke.
Cryotech.
Well, that sound bites go.
Oh, I didn't make them.
Megatron. It's great because it gets so far away from Rhinox, yet it's still good.
Does anybody do the Optimus yell?
Optimus gets shot out. Oh, okay, there's my trope. Optimus gets shot out of the sky.
Yeah, that's right.
Done.
Nice.
Next.
I mean for the figures.
Like, what makes you collect the beasts over the cars and the trucks and the
planes? Mutant masks, all the way. Just kidding.
Everything.
That's vague. You don't have like a certain detail that you like. Okay, I'll
everything is vague.
Yeah, he's
I don't remember last week when Joe showed us like his collection. Like he just everything is his trope. Like, yeah,
I have everything.
Shout out to the audio listeners for that collection.
I bought it.
Yeah.
Showcase.
Anyway, no. Okay, one of my favorite.
Shout out to Shelf Jesus.
All right.
Oh, I'm so good. Okay.
Yeah, Dalton.
I feel like Dalton right now.
Dalton.
Shout out to Dalton.
That's my favorite trope of Stasis Lock.
Yeah. Whenever he shows up.
Dalton getting cut off.
No, my favorite trope of Beast Wars would be honestly the Beast Kibble. I think it's awesome. I think some of them are really bad, but in other sense, like, or in other ways with other characters, it adds so much character to the actual
figure. Give me a good one and a bad one.
Okay, well, a good one, for example, would be Big Convoy. Like, his kibble just adds so much to his presence. If you were to take off all of his Beast Kibble,
Magnum Boss is another really good one.
There's Joe.
Sorry.
You
need to put a fucking bell on there or something.
No, I really like that one. One of the bad ones, I wouldn't even say it's really bad, it's just not my personal forte, but one of the bad ones, I think, would be Beast Wars Saberback from Neo, I think it is, Beast Wars Neo.
Yeah,
Neo.
Yeah, he's
a
specimen.
Wait, Kenny, what?
What one was that one? Saberback?
Interesting
the
specimen.
Stegosaurus?
I like how both of these figures are ones that I don't have and I don't want.
you probably got the you collected the Dinobots line, didn't you?
No, I collected the ones that were repaints of
okay.
Hasbro.
Is this the Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the, like,
I don't know. It's kibble is too much for me.
His is strange. I like kibble, but his is definitely weird. With
he's got that big ass ponytail off the back of his head with the spikes on it.
Yeah. Like Polar Claw and all his mold mates are awesome.
Is Stink Bomb the Beast Wars one, or is that the robots?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Stink Bomb is that one. The other one is Gas Skunk from R.I.D.
Yep.
But no, I do like his. But like Polar Claw, for example, with the two beast legs hanging off his shoulders, that looks awesome. Because one transforms into a bat and the other one's a huge claw, and like it just works. But Saberback, he's just got the Twin Towers. Rest in peace.
Yeah, his are a little
too soon.
I like Kibble. So I like Breaks Kibble. I like Reese.
Yeah.
Can we keep it U.S.?
No.
No, shut up.
Fuck you and your U.S. by your world against the rest of the world.
Hey, we need Deluxe in here because he'd be like, y'all a bunch of commies.
I love Dead End. Is
how long
y'all
been writing checks to ISIS?
Dead End is one of my favorite figures ever. I love his shoulder kibble.
Shell
former. Yeah, the big shells, yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So what do you guys think? My favorite
is how great the weapon integration was for Beast Mode, and even to a degree, like in Robot Mode, like there's always a place to store it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So For a majority of the line, but like in beast mode, you know, it's integrated. It wasn't like G1 where you had a bunch of shit off to the side, and it wasn't like current stuff where it's just like gun pegs into side of car.
Come on, man. I want that on the screen. G1, bunch of shit off to the side.
Including the hands.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Liquid nitrogen.
That'll cool him off.
Myself and my best friend, because he bitches about us complaining about G-Winers.
What, Richard?
G-Winers. Yeah, no, yeah, I don't care. Okay.
Is it yes or no, Micah?
Is it Richard?
Here we go again.
Okay, but come on now. Anyway.
Micah, why isn't your camera on?
What?
What?
Well, he's in the basement.
I was grabbing some beast figures to like mess around with.
I didn't know if there was Richard? Something else going on.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what's wrong with Richard?
Let's just say, are you going to finish?
If you don't like G-Winers, then listen to something different, bitch!
I didn't catch any of that. That joke didn't land because we were too busy listening to what Dakota was saying.
Oh, no.
I don't think it was a joke. I think it was just a statement of, fuck you, Richard.
Yeah, no, you're my best friend. I'm happy I'm your best man in your wedding.
You said my best friend, and I just wanted to clarify if we were talking about Richard or not, because someday I'm going to get you to say, no, it's my other best friend, and they'd be like, oh, shit, wait, no, I only have one best friend.
No.
Shout out to Richard, biggest fan.
Fucking filler. God damn it. Oh, that pisses me off. Anyway, yeah, shout out to Richard.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Micah, is Richard just the name of your dick?
Whoa.
No, I will send you his
conspiracies
info if you want. I will do that real quick.
We don't need your personal info for your wiener.
I don't know. We might for the business cards. Deluxe hasn't sent me any shadow pics yet, so.
Can we move on with the topic, though, boys? Shout out to Richard.
There was a topic?
Yes. So I have an answer.
Hashtag squirrel.
I understood the question. God damn it, what was my answer? Come back to me. Fuck!
Yeah, you fucked up now. Yeah, so Chris, I'm trying to think of one that I don't like, and I really agree with Dakota in that the Beast Kibble often adds a lot to their silhouette or their figure. Like, I'm thinking of the wings.
No, Tyler, how fucking honored are you right
something.
Now?
Dakota
how honored are you
something.
Right now to be confused with me? Isn't that awesome?
I'm kind of insulted.
No, like you said something, didn't you, Dakota?
I said about weapon storage and weapon integration.
Fuck. All right. So Megatron's got them wings on his back. That's like...
Okay. Still on Kibble. Awesome. My point.
No. I said that too. I said that too. Tyler still has to go.
Shit. That's about it. I mean... I'm trying to think of one I don't like, the Kibble.
Chris, but, I know. Japanese ones.
I know. I had my answer is Buzzclaw, because they just take all the Kibble and they make it one obnoxious weapon.
Yeah.
I don't like that Kibble.
I'll tell you what I don't like is the
Transmetal 2 Scourge. You get rid of that weapon and the figure's not bad for Buzzclaw, like just on his own. Maybe if he had like a little gun and that's it.
What? Transmetal 2 Scourge was amazing.
He just had way too much going on and he just wasn't.
That played to the character though.
I got
like, character, man.
My grandparents on my mom's side bought me Scourge, or my like step grandmother, and I immediately regretted it when I got home and I feel really bad.
Shout out to Granny.
Wasn't his bio something like spread the blood of the innocent? And like,
yeah, blood
like,
for the blood
grant. Awesome.
Like grandma, grandpa,
bust out the omnibus.
Grandma and grandpa Kenny Prime are just like, oh, this will be good.
You mean the
omnibus? Blood?
I picked it out and I made a bad mistake.
Kenny likes hookers and spreading the blood of the innocent.
It's not lying.
Do they have like a sweet nickname for you too, like most grandparents do? Is it like Kenny Bug or something like that?
It's Kenny Bug. So my aunt.
Oh shit! This is a story.
Yeah, it's a story.
Woo!
So I'm the third. For anybody who doesn't know, so I'm the third. Kenneth John McKinnon the third.
Yo,
so.
KP. KP3.
KJ3.
KP3.
KM3.
All right.
So my aunt So my dad has the same name. He's just Junior. My aunt, his sister, couldn't pronounce his name when she was a kid, so she said Nin or Ninny because she couldn't say Keh yet. And so my grandfather is Ken, my father is Kenny, and I'm Nin in the family.
Nin.
N-I-N.
Nin.
And then when Nine Inch Nails came out, everyone was like, look, it's you. And I'm like, no, it's not me.
Oh, no, I love that. When I grew up, because my last name is Gillette. It's like the razor, but without the E at the end. The so, like, all through high school. Oh, yeah. That was it. That was Thank it. You. All the time. Best a man can get. You gotta, if you're going through the mall, people would just pick up razors and throw them.
Tell me your yearbook quote was the best a man can get.
My best friend's yearbook quote was click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket. Dude, that shit makes me wish I would have graduated high school, you know, the old fashioned way.
That almost took a dark turn.
It's not worth it that much. You know,
dude, it's kinda worth it. Like
it's not.
I would have had some great quotes.
You would have had just one quote because you
would have no, I would have bought a page of quotes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. In my yearbook, it was like you could tell whose like parents like loved their kids a little bit too much when they had like a full page. It's like really.
I can see going down the list of Dakota's quotes. And it would just be like funny, 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 kind of serious, funny, 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 dead truth. It would be like I'm fat but I'm funny, so fuck me.
Yeah.
There's no mention of blood on the Scourge page.
Oh, that's because you're using that their source book.
Yeah,
is it Skull for the Skull Throw? You just send it to me.
The book?
You send it to me, yeah.
Yes.
I'll take it.
I never said I was getting rid of the book.
Sealed card.
No, Micah did.
The book is kind of...
Micah's going to trade it in.
I'll sell it to you.
Like worth much, right?
Of course. Give me a dollar.
There you go, yeah. What Joe said, I'll give you a dollar.
We're talking dollar Canadian or dollar American there, Tyler?
I'll give you a dollar Mexican, motherfucker. Give me the book.
That's a peso.
that would be a peso.
Does anybody know what the British pound is in dollars?
It's a coin. Like, it's a big-ass coin. And you just like, walk in there.
It weighs a pound.
And you're like, I want...
XE.com.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm talking with friends, all right? I'm talking with friends.
There's no time for Googling.
You walk into a pub like you're a cowboy, and you...
Let's go.
Like an ale, like my head shaved.
Oh, what, mate?
On that
woman
note,
for the night.
Did anybody watch the Castlevania Netflix series?
Yes.
I watched a little bit.
All right. Real quick, before we go into it, has anybody played Castlevania 3?
Nope.
So we're going into it?
What's Castlevania?
Castlevania is one of the greatest.
No, I know what Castlevania is. It's dumb. Shut up. Beast Wars. Let's go.
I like that. I like that attitude. That's why we keep you around, kid.
Shut down.
Who didn't talk about Kibble yet?
Kenny.
Sorry.
Kibble. I like Kibble.
He talked about it.
No. Oh, did he? Oh, okay. Well, then it's just I think
Micah.
Micah,
you're holding a fine example of Kibble there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, looking at Micah's toy, like I appreciate the third legs that some Beast Wars toys had.
Right. Okay, sorry.
What are you
doing?
I'm getting really distracted by playing with this thing. I'm not going to lie.
Depth Diggler.
He's got a big dick, everybody.
He uses it to stand.
Yeah.
Tripod.
I can't believe you even bought a depth charge, Micah. I mean, that's the thing that killed Steve Irwin.
Oh, too soon.
That wasn't too soon. Right. That's hilarious.
I just say too soon all the time. I don't really care about
anything. poisonous rattlesnake just bite me.
My dad had to go to Australia just to like go to his.
Nobody else catch that? Perfect. No, you're like, I said too soon to everything. And I was like, yeah, but your girlfriend does too. Roasted.
Oh. Yeah, no one caught that because like 8 people were talking at once and there's only...
That's why I reiterated it, Chris. It's all good. I got this.
That's okay. We could have kept going.
What was the question again, Tyler?
What's your favorite attribute to Beast Wars figures?
My favorite
attribute.
How come you couldn't have opened with attribute to begin with?
That's a longer word than truck.
I don't know.
Dude, yeah, but I understand it.
It's a more normal word.
What? Just because Never mind. You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you guys. It's like
a, I'm renaming the
like the third grade of the world right now. Okay.
Rename the episode Tropes and Hoes.
Yes.
So to seriously answer your question, Tyler.
I'll do that.
The sculpting of the detail on the figures is one of my favorite attributes.
Yeah, what Joe said.
Beast Wars figures, yeah. I don't really care about, like, the kibble and stuff because, I mean, for the 90s, going from what we had even from G2 to this is, like, light years beyond what we had. So yeah. I'm fine sacrificing that just considering the massive improvement of what it was before.
And see, I have a point to add to that, actually. And hear me out here. I feel like that's where Beast Machines really fell down. As far as toys, as far as even designs. Well, in the designs, so they had these textures.
And the hippie
riders. In the figures, they didn't.
Wait,
figures were just...
The difference between the show and the toy?
Well, I mean, yeah, like something else I wanted to say. Like, he said sculpt. Like, that was back when stuff was still, for the most part, hand-sculpted as well. Like, you know, yeah, they started using
robot
more technology. You know, computers and whatnot, but I mean, you could tell there's definitely a level of like actual hand sculpting to the Beast Wars figures.
Absolutely. Like, take a look at any of the wings of any of the Beast figures. You can see like I'm looking at what is his name? God, he's a bull and a bat.
Oh, Nocturo.
Nocturo, yeah. Just looking at his wings, he's got like all these little veins and stuff on his wings, and like all the details really, like it. I don't want to say it pops, but, like, you can just tell that...
I don't think Nocturo can make that sound.
They're well sculpted.
That's what it is. You guys can't understand tropes. I can't come up with words that aren't intelligent, so...
issue with that bag lasagna?
Bag lasagna. I was going to say, why is that can of M&M's back?
Look what I'm playing with.
Is it a transforming bag lasagna?
Oh, man, old school.
Get that shit out of here, Joe. Get out of here, bro.
I remember,
I was in a bag.
He's trying to block you with a depth charge wing.
It was in a bag. That's what the bag was.
I'm gonna make a point here. Like,
wait, that's not lasagna.
The outside of depth charge's wing. But then if we flip it around, take a look at the inside, like, all of the detail that's, like, all up in that, too. Like,
all up in that.
Yeah.
I also
all up in his guts.
Paint that fades into something. It's not like a clear break or anything, too.
Honestly, I think G2 is where they broke away from stickers for figures and started using actual paint design. And in Beast Wars, that's where it really flourished, like all
they
the painting
still
and
a
stuff.
Fair bit of stickers, but okay.
What? Maybe on the Japanese ones.
No, on the G2. Like you said, like G2, they broke away from stickers. I was like,
A little bit. Well, yeah, they broke away a little bit more.
Well, G2 was G1, so I think he means Beast Wars.
Stickers on Cyberjets. That was like real late. G2.
Well, do you think that'll get people triggered if you say that G2 is G1?
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, there were some original molds, but...
Yeah, there are people that get triggered when you say Beast Wars is G1, yeah.
Beast Wars is G1.
Me being one of them, fuck that shit. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, who hasn't answered yet?
PCs. All right.
Everybody?
Joe, you answered?
Did I answer? I don't remember.
Yeah, answer again. Maybe it'll be the same.
What did I say?
These textures.
I like everything.
All right, moving on. Yeah.
Hey, he answered first. He likes them all.
All right. Well, that was my show-related question. We can go back to talking about...
We crushed it, man. It's 8 o'clock. We did an hour.
Nice.
Cool.
Final topic. I did not sell anything this week.
Cool. Oh, surprise.
Are you sick?
What a letdown.
No, I'm not sick. I've just been working a lot.
His internet was down.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to get better about that shit. I realize it's had a very deep psychological issue rooted in my past, but I think I have started to grow past that. So, yeah.
Hey, everybody, point left. Now, Micah, if that depth charge is sold next week, we're all going to be pretty mad.
I'm not selling it.
He's
had that for a while. I will not sell it. Nope. Not doing that.
That's what
basically,
I'm saying.
Because he's had it for a while. It's the one that I got upset when he opened.
Depth charge is Batman.
If he keeps that shit for a year, we need to do like a 1 year anniversary for that thing, like a party.
Yeah, and I'm right.
Like an adopted child's birthday.
Still smells like
the day we adopted you. Here's a party. Yeah. Anybody else got something to say?
Got that fresh adopted smell.
Really? We can talk about all kinds of stuff. Sorry, it's been a while for me. All right, I'm excited.
Okay, yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about California.
I mean, there was like four episodes. It was literally like 2 hours of our life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Less than, but like it was.
That was the biggest letdown. It was only 2 hours. Like animation was top notch. I hope like that would be a good sign for whenever the Beast Wars Netflix show comes out. Like if they did that kind of cell animation, I would be okay with it because the company that did it, again, fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah, the animation was good. I thought like the quality of everything was really good. But I didn't know about it going in, but I'm most happy that it's going after an NES game story, not like, you know, PlayStation 2 or, you know, even Symphony of the Night. I mean, obviously there's hints there because Lisa's Alucard's mom, but
oh, dude, don't spoil nothing. I don't know nothing about Castlevania.
Yeah, neither do I, man.
You guys watched
the show? Was Olive Garden?
Is that the lasagna in the bag? It's talking about lasagna.
No,
in the
I didn't. That would make sense, but no. He said someone's Olive Garden's mom.
Actually, I kind of had an interesting thought. If you guys are privy to more discussion.
Yes. Sure. Is it about Olive Garden?
When is Olive Garden going to start serving gorilla meat and call it Optimus Primal Rib?
Whoa.
I would get that dish.
I would buy that every day.
maybe not every day because it's Olive Garden, but I would definitely.
No, I'm actually curious on your guys' opinions on this. I was thinking about this earlier in the week. Yeah, Chris, forget it. It's funny. Jesus Christ. No, I was thinking about this earlier in the week. So with this rumored subline for the Beast Wars figures, which are obviously just going to be repaints, do you think it would be, like, and especially with the rumor of the Netflix show for Beast Wars, do you think maybe it's a possibility we might see repaints of some of the Beast Wars figures in a style of, or not style, but like a design style of the new characters that we might see in the Netflix series?
You're talking about like
original maybe this is like figures. A way to, not maybe not original figures, but like original decos for certain molds, just for like the upcoming Netflix series that's only rumored. But this could be a cool way for them to integrate into it and just kind of like announce that, yes, we are doing a Netflix series. These are going to be some of the characters in it. That would be a huge selling point for some people, wouldn't it?
It's different.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool, especially since like the line is an exclusive and the show would obviously, you know, if it is true, would be a Netflix, you know, deal. It would kind of match the theme of keeping it low key.
So is it like the original like you take like the Cheetor from Beast Wars like pre transmetal and it becomes I don't know something like
tiger
like another yeah like a tiger and it's like oh this is you know Strike.
We already got that toy.
Yeah, but it could yeah it could, I know what you're saying though like yeah take like the Cheetor mold and repaint it into like a mountain
an orange
lion.
Tiger.
I hope they do a couple more of those like, Titans Return beasts and retool them. You know what I mean?
Or we could.
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like Weird Wolf. Literally just Weird Wolf. I think that's the only other one. No, it's the Wolf. Obvious, but you know, retool that. Retool that into one of the four-legged beasts.
I'd like to see a Polar Claw redeco.
That was the first Beast Wars figure, Polar Claw.
There's a Polar Claw in R.I.D., but he was like a truck.
And dumb.
He's a truck.
Yeah, he had the love-hate relationship with that Polar Claw because like I loved him as the first one, and then he wasn't on the show, so I hated him. And
I need more toys. I need more R.I.D. Decepticon toys, like, desperately.
I might sell my Takaras.
All right, Micah.
So who's going to TFCon?
Me.
Like the one this coming weekend or like the one later this year?
What is it, October?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, Shadow Puppets, Joe.
I got business cards to pass out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it to TFCon. That's at the end of the week of my best friend Richard getting married.
Word? Damn, Richard, you're busy.
Who is he? Is he your best friend?
Is he real?
Sounds like he's your best friend.
Dick is getting married to his right hand.
You know, Micah, I remember when I was only a couple hours away from you and you were like, yeah, I'm going to come visit. And you were like, nope.
Yeah, he probably said Dakota's my best friend.
I remember when I was in Chicago recently and all you motherfuckers were going to come to Chicago and then none of you motherfuckers came to Chicago.
Well, come to visit again.
I told you it wasn't going to happen.
Come to visit again so we can not visit you again.
Chris is in charge of our hotel this time so we don't get secondhand smoke and or people throwing coffee off the
I wouldn't mind if there was a guy who just went outside and threw coffee off of the balcony and went back inside like several times a day. I could get down with that trope.
Yeah. Oh, I put five large on that.
Take a red car every time because we're afraid we're going to get robbed.
Yeah.
I regret more than anything feeling sympathetic towards my wife.
You regret feeling sympathetic towards your wife.
End statement.
We worked our ass off to make sure we had that weekend free to spend together as a family. And I regret letting her convince me not to go to Pizza Robot Con to hang out with you guys.
Yo, Pizza Robot Con?
It was fun.
I go to Pizza Robot
from Olive Garden.
Weekend I had, like, it was just not a good weekend. Like, nothing terrible happened. But it was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, I could have spent the day my fucking friends enjoying a bunch of fucking toys and robots and other shit and experience.
It was me, it was Proto B, it was Dalta. That's what someone interrupts.
He changed it back though. He didn't like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think there was that much fucking going on.
Yeah, like I was not happy. I didn't tell my wife that, but she doesn't want to listen to the show, so I can say what
you can hear you yelling in your basement.
This is going to be the one episode that she does watch.
Yeah, you've got to.
And if this is the episode that she does watch, listen.
You're going to get a strong, stern talking to.
I don't even know what your wife's name is, but listen, Catherine, go watch the last episode.
That's actually not far off. That's actually kind of her mother's name. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
Kind of? Like, she only sometimes.
Sometimes.
Would it be like...
You added a bunch of letters on the end in place of one, but yeah.
So would it be Kathleen?
Hold on.
Nope. Shorter.
Katie.
Yeah. There you go, Dakota. You got it.
Kathy.
That's
but isn't Kathy short for Catherine?
Actually, speaking of my mother-in-law, she kind of touched my dick last night.
Whoa.
I got to talk about this right now.
There it is. Yep.
There goes
Micah,
the ad.
Micah, taking us out.
Your mother-in-law touched your wiener.
Yeah, she did. No, wait, we're not live.
No, wiener is something that, we're undeveloped.
Totally live. Wiener talk is like... definitely live.
Okay,
this is a gentleman's club. Adam's Cast Uncut.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't have thought about this before, but my wife told me that, because my brother-in-law is getting married, and so I had to get measured for my suit. And my mother-in-law was taking my measurements, giggity. And so she was like, all right, this is awkward one, got to do the inseam and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool, no, it's fine. Like, and, you know, like, I call her mom and stuff. And so I'm like, no, mom, it's cool, it's whatever. And so she showed me the inseam, and I was like.
Where's that dry heave?
I just made it awkward, and she, like, totally, like, ended up, like, kind of rubbing the side of her hand on it and stuff.
Was it, like, was it the tip, or was it, like, the shaft and, you know, like, the whole...
It was kind of all of the above. It was funny. If she was a bit hotter, I wouldn't have minded it as much, but kind of excited.
Did you get aroused?
I did not, because she's not hot.
That's why whenever she turned around after measuring you, just, like, give her a little, you know, pat on the butt.
A wink right after that happened, and she left. I fished my wife. She was out.
Who's my mommy?
With her friend, and I was like, "Hey, your mom just touched my dick."
Wife, mommy made me half hard. Right. What do I do?
I was like, hey, "Your mom gave me a fat chubby." I'm not.
I hope you follow that up pretty quickly with like an explanation.
She knew
sent that text, put the phone down, walked away.
Right.
I hope your wife doesn't watch the show, but I hope low key your wife's mom watches the show. Because like she's gonna be a future guest on the show and tell the real story about how she was trying to get in there and you just kept like putting your dick in her face and like, oh, you like that, mommy? And she just had to like kind of brush it away real quick.
Tyler took it to a new level.
You know our show motto.
Keep it classy.
Yeah, keep it classy.
I didn't want to have to say it, like, but now I'm gonna have to say it. Suck my dick until I come. That's our show motto.
Kenny, you need some context for that.
No. Dakota, wasn't it blow me until I come?
No. You articulated the entire.
Go back, watch episode 35. Where's Kenny?
Last episode it was the wife. This episode is the mom. Jesus.
I don't want to see what happens next week.
Sorry, next
Listen,
week.
Normally, I wouldn't be okay with us being laughed at as the short bus of the podcast, but this is too good. We're owning this right now.
Dude, we're not the short bus. We are the gentleman's club. Come on now.
We are the gentleman's bus.
We're the gentleman's shuttle. We're the gentleman's shuttle on the way to the casino.
I want to know who our one viewer is and what they think about this. Pops to zero.
Oh, yeah.
it's Micah's mother-in-law. Micah, you're so in trouble.
I can't believe you use like
get
this
it,
like
I get
that.
About as many views.
You're such a sweet boy in person. I did not touch your wiener.
Kenny, you got to go back and watch the last episode. Like, all the ones you missed, really.
Primarily the last one.
Just download them all and just play them all as you drive home.
Or you can listen to the audio format at realmofcollectors.com.
Ooh.
We have
take
audio
us out of here, somebody.
Where are we going? Oh, we're done.
And don't forget to check out Figga Bangin' every once in a while, Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, peace out, bitches. And my mother-in-law.